Welcome to Real Reiki, Real Life, Real Spirituality, a podcast radio show that has raw, authentic, real discussions on personal growth, real life, Reiki, healing, spirituality, and sometimes anything in between. It is my hope and intention to inspire and weave unity, healing, love, peace, acceptance, non-judgment, and hopefully wisdom into all the lives who listen to this show. If you would like to be a guest on the show, or if you would like to schedule a distant healing session, please contact us on our website at realreikirealife.com. I am Patricia Keene, ready to love, inspire, and serve you today. Hey, 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 everyone. It has been a minute, and I feel like I begin every single show with that. It's been a minute, or I have been gone for a while, or it's good to be back. And all of those do apply. I am happy to be back. And the reason I haven't recorded in a while is during 2020, I get to think, because the whole 2020 is a blur. As you guys know, you all went through and are still going through the coronavirus pandemic. And during the worst of it, I just was not feeling inspired at all to record. I think I recorded maybe 3 episodes during it all. And just all the divisiveness, everything that I was seeing going on in the world, and not just in the world, but in the spiritual community, people were taking sides against this and against that. And I wanted to have none of that. And I just wasn't feeling inspired to contribute anything in those moments, because face it, everybody was going through a hard time, and we still kind of are. We're not out of it yet, but the worst of it is not there right now. Who knows what's going to happen in the future, but you know, we've been given a little bit of freedom now. So that feels good. But anyway, back to the topic of this show. The topic is making Reiki your own. And the reason I wanted to talk about this today is I think I talked about it a little bit in the previous episode of how my world had to come crumbling down and I had to re-examine things to figure out what I still believed in spiritually, what I still believed in regarding Reiki. And it was a long process, and I'm still in the midst of putting some things back together. But you know what? I figured that's a lifelong thing when we choose the path of spirituality or Reiki, that we're going to have to discard things along the way that we once believed in and take on new. That's just a way of us ever continuing to evolve. And as we're evolving, we have to be able to be willing to do all those things. And so my beliefs and everything had definitely evolved. And I had to find myself again and figure out just who Patricia was. What does Patricia believe? What does she like? What kind of spirituality is she resonating with these days? So that's why I wanted to record this episode, is making Reiki your own. And what that means is sometimes when we begin this Reiki journey, we're so brand new. We think we have to do all these things in order to make our Reiki more powerful. We have to make sure to buy all the right crystals. We have to make sure to be in gassho position all the time when giving Reiki, or at least before or after Reiki, or whatever it is that you were doing. You have to do things a certain way in order to make your Reiki work. You know, all those things that most of us get wrapped up in. And I did, again, talk about this in a previous episode where I had to figure it all out again, because the Reiki that I had learned was very steeped in spirituality, and most Reiki is. But I followed that flavor of spirituality without ever asking myself, Patricia, does this resonate with you? And when I asked myself that finally, after everything came crumbling down, I didn't know what resonated with me anymore. I had to go through every piece of Reiki that I had ever known and figure out, is this still mine, or is this something that somebody told me to believe? And that's the thing. It's pretty synonymous with Reiki and spirituality, of picking up things that resonate with you and not so much what other people are telling you to believe or to do when practicing Reiki. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. This is a shorter episode because I just want you to ask yourself a few questions to make sure or to understand, or hopefully if you're just starting out, to make Reiki your own and not necessarily what other people are saying that your Reiki needs to look like. So we're going to talk about that today. So the first thing I want to do is ask you, what does Reiki mean to you? And you can insert any noun you want here. You know, what does spirituality mean to you? What does life mean to you? But since we're talking about Reiki today, we're going to use Reiki, but you can insert anything else in there and follow the same exercise that we're going to do in a moment. So what does that look like for you? And another question is, what have you done to make it your own? Really think about that for a moment, because it may be hard to figure out what you have made your own and what is something somebody else told you you need to do. Okay, so just think about those for a moment during this podcast, and hopefully you might have some answers or an aha moment or just some kind of inspiration from the podcast episode today. So all of these questions I had to ask myself when I was rebuilding my Reiki life. And very little remained of what was actually mine. Everything I'd taken on was because somebody else told me that I needed to do it that way. The founder of the Reiki program I learned was infamous, and he still is. Oh, I guess I probably gave that away, but those of you who don't know, that's okay. But those of you who do, that's okay too, of who I'm referring to. But I'm not going to give any names or anything because I'm not going to call anybody out. But I do want to tell my truth and my story. And I'm going to try to do that with as minimal naming names as possible. So anyway, I had to ask what Reiki meant for me. And knowing that the founder of this program had pretty much dictated to me what Reiki should look like, and all the books that he has put together, it was all spelled out for me. And I loved that part of it, because here's the thing. I came from religion. And basically, religion tells you what to do, right? They have all these doctrines and rules and things like that. So when I learned this specific Reiki method, it was all spelled out for me there too. You need to do this. You need to do that. You need to get this crystal. You need to get that crystal. You need to believe this. You need to believe that. You need to let go of spirit guides so that new ones can come in. And, you know, all these things. So when I did that, I was thinking I was taking on stuff that I believed in, and it fit my paradigm there in the beginning of needing somebody to tell me what to do, kind of like religion did for me. I didn't need anybody to tell me what to do in religion, but what I'm trying to point out is I still had that mindset of do what other people tell you to do when it comes to spirituality or even religion, right? Without realizing that spirituality is different. Reiki is different. It's all about making it your own. Religion doesn't so much give you that freedom. You don't really get to make it your own. I suppose if you're kind of nuanced in some things, you can make it your own, but that's a whole different episode and even just kind of off subject. But where we're honing this in is making Reiki your own. So I want you to make a list, if you can. I invite you to make a list, I should say. Make a list of all the things that you believe about Reiki or that you love about Reiki, or things that you have made Reiki your own for. What does Reiki mean to you? Is Reiki a way of life for you? Is it a peaceful way to kind of rebalance yourself and others? And it could be so many things for you, but just take a moment to write them all down for now, because we're going to do a little exercise, and this is what you're going to use in order to ask yourself these questions. So go ahead and write those down. Write whatever comes to mind, whatever you feel inspired or divinely guided to list. Okay. So go ahead and pause the recording if you need to, if you're still writing. That way you can make the full list that you need. So I'm going to go ahead and go on just for the sake of time during the podcast and have you review your list. And I want you and I invite you to be honest with yourself as you read your list. Were these things that you took on for Reiki or even spirituality, things that somebody else told you to believe or things that you have come to believe yourself? And I'm not comparing religion to Reiki, but there are some similarities as far as you have to come to know certain things for yourself in religion or it's not going to work for you. And the same thing applies to Reiki and spirituality. You're going to have to come to some kind of belief of what works for you in Reiki and spirituality. And so again, I invite you to be honest about that list that you made, because that list is going to be your blueprint of what, if anything, needs to change or evolve. So if there is something on there or many things on there that are not necessarily yours, but because somebody told you that you need to do it this way, that's okay. Don't be hard on yourself. The key here is to observe. Observe with kindness. Observe with compassion. Not to beat yourself up. That's the last thing we want anybody to do here, is to beat yourself up, because you know what? You did the best you knew when you first began this journey, as we all did, right? We all didn't know what we resonated with. We just thought, oh, we need to practice it this way. My teacher taught me it this way, or I saw somebody doing it that way. And that doesn't mean that we can't be inspired by other people, because I believe when we're inspired by other people, we're feeling guided to kind of do what they're doing, but make it our own so that we're not just a carbon copy of them. So as I mentioned with Reiki, I invested all of my spirituality in Reiki into what everyone said I should do. The founder of the Reiki program that I learned. There were many different Reiki modalities I learned, but one specifically is the one I taught. I was convinced there was a secret combination to making my Reiki more powerful, to making my Reiki work for me. And really all that's needed to make your Reiki more powerful is just to keep doing it. It doesn't matter which way you do it. And this is all going to be controversial, I know, to some people. But what I'm trying to get at is it's your intention that matters the most in Reiki and spirituality. Now, if you feel guided to use a certain crystal and it's your intention and you're using that crystal to help guide you with your intention, that's beautiful. That's perfect. That's what we need you to do, or that's what you need to do. Or maybe that's what you need to ask yourself, if that's what you need to do. Don't listen to me. Don't listen to others, but listen to yourself of what you need to do. Reinvent Reiki to fit who you are and where you are in your spiritual journey. Now, that doesn't mean that you ignore the certain basics and foundation of Reiki. Of you can send Reiki with your eyes, you can send Reiki with your hands, you can send Reiki distantly, as we know, without using your eyes or your hands. And it's all because of our intention. And so if we remember that practicing Reiki is all about our intention, and not so much on all these outside sources, although those outside sources can be beautiful. You can meditate while doing Reiki. You can do all kinds of wonderful things when doing Reiki, but make sure that you're doing them because you're feeling guided to, not because some guru, and again, I use that term loosely. I don't really believe in gurus, but again, in the previous episode, I mentioned that some of us humans, or most of us humans, if not all, have to label people with a specific label. And so I say gurus because we go by labels here on planet Earth, and it's just something that we are able to categorize and understand better if we have a label on them. So I use guru in the sense that there are people out there who have set themselves up as a spokesperson somehow. And that's what I'm meaning, is somebody who has set themselves up as a spokesperson. And I guess you could say that I've kind of set myself up as a spokesperson, but I'm hoping to set myself up as a spokesperson to assist you in your Reiki, to assist you in your evolvement, to assist you in your spirituality. And the new flavor of Reiki and spirituality that I practice that is kind of different from what I have practiced before and some of the episodes I've put on before, I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm going to invite you what to do. I'm going to explain why the reasons I do what I do, but I'm always going to tell you, you only do this if you feel guided or if it resonates with you. I'm not going to tell you, if you don't do this, then your Reiki is not going to get powerful, or if you don't do that, your Reiki is not going to work. None of those things, right? My new flavor of spirituality is presenting it from a more neutral point of view, and then you get to decide what is right for you, not just based on what I said. That is my goal as a spokesperson, is to help guide you through those moments so that you're not taking on what I said, you're not taking on what somebody else said, but that you're making this all your own. And maybe you'll be inspired by something I said and then make it your own. I want you to look at that list and ask yourself again, which items on there resonate with you and which ones are ones that people told you to do. And if they're the ones that people told you to do, that's okay. Like I said, maybe something needs to change now. Maybe you need to reinvent, or maybe you'll feel inspired or guided to reinvent what your Reiki looks like, what your spirituality looks like. And maybe we'll go into a future episode, because I know sometimes it's hard to venture out on your own when you've kind of gone to a teacher and had some training wheels for a little while, but it's now time to take those training wheels off if you feel like you are guided to. Because if Reiki and spirituality is all about our intention, if we're continually using our Reiki and our spirituality built on what others believe it should be, then our intention is not going to be as powerful, because we're basing it off of the intention of others and not so much the intention of ourselves. And I realize I just said what you could do to make your Reiki more powerful, but I'm not telling you that it has to be done a certain way. I'm not saying you must place a crystal at 12 o'clock right on the cardinal direction of north, and then you must turn it clockwise and then send your Reiki that way. That's what I'm trying to differentiate, is to find for yourself what resonates with you. If you have any other questions or comments, please go ahead and send me an email at realreikireallife@gmail.com. Thank you so much for joining us today. Don't forget to head over to our website, realreikireallife.com, and subscribe there to be informed of all future episodes. Schedule healing distance sessions, take an online class, or leave a comment or feedback about the show. Please also check out our YouTube channel under Real Reiki, Real Life, Real Spirituality for free meditations and other fun and inspiring videos. Remember, go in love and peace. Until next time.